disease, which is a degenerative disease caused by loss of dopamine-producing brain cells. And the most common causes of tremors, that's handshakes, hand shaking and so on, is muscle fatigue, ingesting too much caffeine, stress, aging, and low blood sugar levels. I mean, so the family of this gentleman need to be very, very careful to keep him alive and well. Good morning. You're welcome to my, what I will call a food summit. And I haven't seen Nkiru. I've seen her for the first time this year. This is February. Okay, Nkiru the farmer is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
You're looking a bit tired.
Fuck you.
Fuck in a lie. You get fuel. It's because you don't want your neighbors to beg you for fuel. And then there's Isioma, who I usually call Isioma the butcher. Uh-huh. Isioma, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good How's morning. Your shop coming up?
We thank God.
So Isioma is Mrs. Isioma Emina, and she has this nice shop in... Nkiru is a farmer. You all know that. Isioma has this nice shop in Lekki, where she sells meat, fish, this and that. I've sneaked in there a few times because I'm not one who likes freebies as such. How are you today?
I'm fine.
And the third person we are going to have is Mrs. Esme Jaja. Unfortunately, she can't get to the studio because of fuel, but we'll take her on the phone. We want to talk about food. I'm worried about food, the cost of eating. If I take myself as an example, I live alone. My average cost of eating every day, on the average, falls between 3,000 and 4,000 something a day.
Wow.
Even when I now try to cook, this is the problem. If I cook, I'm that kind of person who, after I've eaten a bit of something, I just don't feel disposed to wanting to eat it again. So I can do so. Okay, now I did an experiment. I said, today I'm going on the Buka run. And what I found frightens me in the sense that the cost of feeding, given what is the average income, I'm surprised people have enough to pay house rent, school fees, this and that. And so I said, okay, let me bring three operators here. Bring the farmer, bring the butcher. It makes you think as if you slaughter people, bring the butcher. And then bring somebody who runs a restaurant. Let me start with Nkiru. What is this, at the farming level, what are your experiences? Why is the cost of produce going up? So we hear, maybe you can clarify that.
The cost of production has gone up for everybody.
Oh, the cost of production.
Fertilizer is expensive. Ooh. Maize, if you go to poultry, the biggest input into poultry is maize. The cost of maize has more than doubled since last year.
Wow.
Then the weather is affecting everything we're growing. So even farmers are getting lower yields. So that's also now affecting. Then power. Where many of us are running on generators.
Wow.
Do irrigation, to power the farms. Practically all the big farms are running on generator. You know how much diesel has gone up.
And then the cost of even keeping the generator alive.
The cost of keeping the generator alive. Salaries. You have to pay living wages for people working. So the cost of production has gone up for everybody. So you have to put it to the cost of goods sold.
We're looking at a hopeless situation. Okay. Now. Because if you look at income levels haven't gone up. If anything, they've gone down.
Yes.
Apart from those who've lost their job, believe you me, some employers are renegotiating their salaries downwards to say that, look, half bread is better than none. If you don't take a salary cut, we're going to throw all of you out. And so I wonder how we are coping. In the meat and fish area, is it the same?
Yeah, and Kiru has said it all. Kiru has said it all. The worst part, like she's also called out, is the diesel. Because of the kind of business we do, we rely solely a whole lot on diesel because light is almost non-existent as well.
Yeah.
So, and diesel is going up week on week. And someone has to bear that cost. Unfortunately, is what it is. It's really, really bad.
What do you see? I'm going to ask Nkiru too, but let me start with you. What do you see as a possible solution in sight?
Right now, I was telling my partner that I'm really worried. That it's looking like, if we're not careful, this is not sustainable anymore. when like a week before now, we bought diesel at 380 something.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, diesel is 428. Next week is going to go up. Another week is going to go up. And, you know, this it relates to everything. The trucks that bring in meat from the north all run on diesel.
Wow.
The produce that comes from the north, they bring them on trucks that run on diesel.
I was going to say that, well, somebody out there will say, yeah, an upmarket person. So, yeah, running diesel for the shop. But do you think there's any difference in terms of percentage of price increase between you and the ordinary man who sells meat? You know, all these alakwata who threw the meat up in the market. They don't have, you know.
But they say.
So the cost of the cow, has it gone up?
Oh, definitely.
How much is an average cow now?
So you have different sizes. So it depends.
No,
the last, I bought some animals yesterday. Three of them cost me like 1.5 million.
Chineke.
Three animals.
Three cows?
Three cows, yes. 1.5 million.
How much is a goat?
So it varies too, depending on size, but maybe from 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, all depends on the size.
Hmm.
So it's not affordable.
Is chicken any better?
Nope. Old layer was very cheap before. Old layer was like 1,750. Old layer is 3,500, 4,000. Old layer is that chicken that doesn't have flesh.
Mm.
You know, local chicken. It's now almost 4,000 naira. So even if you try, even if you get the, if you go to the market, open market, and you buy it cheap, the cost of transporting it. I was saying to Nkiru today that eggs, you spend almost 4,000 to transport eggs from a farm. So how much is the egg?
So it's not as if it's because you have what you call all the trappings of a shop and so on and so forth.
Nope. It drills down from the farmer to the market, to us, to the consumer.
Well, I can understand that you're a large-scale farmer, but how far down do you think it would have affected the ordinary farmer,
The ordinary farmer still has to transport their farm produce from the farm to the market. He still has to buy seed. He still has to buy fertilizer. They still have to run generator, at least to pump water.
Hmm.
So it's affecting everybody who is in production in every sector.
Yeah.
Do we have any sense as to what has brought this about, apart from the one of light? Do we have any sense about the origins of all this? Or is it all light-based? Is it because of light?
For us into horticulture,
yes,
we don't produce seeds in Nigeria. Lots of the seeds we use in Nigeria are still imported. So dollar still affects it.
Okay.
The fertilizer that is supposed to be produced in Nigeria is produced in Nigeria, but they are not selling to us.
Who are they selling to?
Exports. The fertilizer is being exported.
Exported.
We produce the fertilizer.
We get more money from exporting.
The owner of the fertilizer company gets more money from exporting.
Yeah.
The production of the fertilizer, let me ask a very stupid question. Is it subsidized in any manner?
How?
They took CBN loan to build the refinery. It's a byproduct of refinery.
And then the CBN allows them, in principle, doesn't tie them down to satisfying local production.
Well, that being too complex, it is, I don't know.
But no, I'm just asking.
No, it's supposed to. The aim, one of the aims was that fertilizer should be sold.
That's what I was thinking.
Country,
yes.
But it's not being sold. Well, I was talking to one of the people who was a distributor. I said it was only the first set of their fertilizer that was sold to them. Subsequently, they have not supplied any of them. The fertilizer is being shipped out.
And then we're now shipping.
Yeah.
We're now shipping at a higher cost.
How are we sure that it's not the one that was shipped out that we end up shipping?
No, it's okay, but he has made his money by shipping it out. How you ship it in again, that's your own business.
Well, I mean, there's an extent to business. Business is what it is. Everybody wants to get the maximum, but I'm surprised that no effort was made
for livestock or this thing. All the chemicals we use on the animals, the pesticides, the herbicides, the vaccines that you vaccinate the animals, we don't produce, they bring them in.
And all that has been affected by the exchange rate.
Yeah,
have been affected by the exchange rate.
It's just a vicious circle going round and round and round. It's scary. It's really scary.
Yeah, it's scary. What do you think might happen in the future? Have your sales gone down?
Yes, definitely. So people don't have enough spending power anymore.
Yes.
People who would otherwise buy, you know, maybe like 20,000-30,000, you come and see them buy 10,000-15,000.
Yeah.
You know, people are trying to ration, you know, what how they eat. You know,
but my running cost hasn't gone down.
My running cost hasn't gone down. Meat is now like luxury to a lot of people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Even somebody was saying to me, even beans that used to be everybody could afford. People can't.
No.
Even my butchers can't afford to buy beans anymore. Beans and bread. Staple.
Honey beans I brought in from the north.
You're vast in other affairs apart from farming. And that's why I insisted you should be here. Because you would have a broader view than maybe the rest of us. Where do you think we're headed with this kind of arrangement, this kind of scenario?
We're headed to the abyss.
Okay, so when you talk about the abyss, what does that mean?
I can't
that
see.
That I probably caught Philip up
no,
and
I,
put him in a deep freezer.
No, I can't see any hope in sight. Nothing is, as far
it's
as
scary.
I'm going, it's not going to get any better. With the dollar situation, how is it going to get any better? We're not producing. What we have to consume, we can't produce. What we're consuming here, we're not producing. Even we're not even producing up to 60% of what we consume here. We're even talking about egg and the rest. Bread is going to be hit next because of Ukraine. They're the largest producers of wheat. Remember years back, the government of Jonathan was trying to push for substitution of wheat with cassava.
Yes.
Once his government left, they left that project and went back to wheat. Full wheat. Because if they had continued at the progression at wheat they were going, even if they had come down to 50-50.
The bread was made. We tested it.
I was buying cassava bread.
Cassava bread.
And it was decent enough. And you know, with things, when you start, it might not be the best, but as more people are buying it and they're putting more money
in
research,
an acquired taste anyway.
It will start getting better. But immediately he left, they abandoned that project, he went back to 100% wheat. So the staple before, which was agoi beans and bread,
yes,
forget it.
Even pure water.
Before, no matter how bad things are, people could give their children noodles and egg. So now they can give noodles, but they can't add the egg.
Or quarter egg.
This was how it was in when we were growing up, that eggs were so expensive that then you eat and they'll cut it into four for you. Families have gone back to that.
I think it will even get worse than that. I think it will get worse than that. And I shudder to think
it's scary.
Of what is coming. We're going to open up our lines. 0700-993-993-993 and the other line 0146571190, so you can call in. Remember to switch off your radio and please call from a quiet place, and we'd like as many people to call as possible, so don't let's waste time. You just give your name and move on. Yes, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Morning, please go on, sir.
Okay. You see, the problem we have in this country is we defend our government so much.
Yes.
We don't want to complain about our government. And our government is killing us.
Okay.
It's government that is controlling everything that we are doing in this country. If they have good policies, we can't go this wrong. You can imagine we have fuel, we have crude oil, but we don't have refinery. In a country that we claim that we have sense, it's not fair. Why are we defending government? I don't know how people defend government, and I don't like it. Every day people call and say that our government is trying. How is the government trying? It's one thing or the other.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I think we have another caller almost bumped in on us. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yeah. Well, I want to make my
own sorry, please. I said when you do call, please call from a quiet place. We won't pick calls. We won't take calls that have background noise because we can't hear what you're saying. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Yes.
I'm a farmer.
Okay.
Yes. The system is killing the farmers. I have a poultry farm. I also have cows. This is Ayeni Baba speaking.
Okay, please go on, sir.
So, a kilo of corn now is 265 naira per kg. as I speak to you this morning.
It's not even. What was it before?
75 naira, my dear brother. 75 naira per kg. Nobody's buying it. We buy ready-made. Ready-made of a bag now. It depends. If you are buying layers now, this morning you get it for 7,000 naira. 7,300 naira per one bag, 25 kg. And the wheat is nothing to write home about. 300 naira plus. The drugs are dear. So by now, if you want to get a crate of egg now, the farm gate, you get it 1,900. Depend on the size. I'm a farmer. I have my farm at the Borodo, as I speak to you now. 2,000 naira. So where are we heading to? The drugs, they are not dear for us to purchase. Everybody, if you go there this morning now, what they call for you, 2,000 naira. If you go back in the evening, they will call it 2,100 naira. And I heard it that the government subsidized all these drugs. That if you are importing drugs to the country for veterinary use, you won't pay charges. You won't pay custom duty on it.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Inkiru, what do you think the government could do urgently in terms of intervention? Because everything is dropped at their feet, really.
But my problem is that when they start intervention, it enters the pockets that...
It doesn't
get to the people. So that's why I don't even want the intervention. It doesn't still get down to the people. They are saying that there's anchor borrower scheme that CBN is giving them single digits. It's not you know anybody that has ever gotten that loan. But the banks will tell you, so who is getting it? You see them, CBN said how many, they spent like 100
billion.
Have you
applied for any?
We have applied. But you see, the conditions for those loans are just like any commercial loans. I remember when Bank of Industry came to our farm and were looking at giving us a loan. What were they asking me? They were asking us if we had collateral. Do we have a house in Banana? I said, if I had a house in Banana, would I be coming to ask you for loan? If I had a house in my library asking, this was Bank of Industry.
They wouldn't even take your business premises as collateral.
No, the system is rigged against people like us. It's still for the big farms. They have given Dangote Farm how many millions over the years to produce tomato. I still have not seen tomato peas written Dangote tomato peas are coming out from Kano State. But they're still pumping money to him. So, no, I don't even want intervention because it's a way to give money to those same people.
The same people. Same of same.
It's the same of same.
Is your own experience at the bank any different?
So, from the bank, the same. You same. Need to bring collateral. But
of course, you would.
Yes. But apart from it, the one that also cripples us is the...
Interest rate.
No, taxes.
Okay.
Oh, the taxes.
Different bodies... asking for ridiculous taxes that, first and foremost, we don't even understand why. So the parking lot in front of my place, I was given a bill of 400,000 naira.
For what?
The parking lot, yes.
It's just by the road,
on the high street.
You're not on a high street now.
Uncle Jimmy. At some point, they wanted to even lock us up. So I had to tell my customers to stop parking there. Because I needed to fight back. That I didn't understand what the tax was for. Then radio license. I don't have radio. I don't have TV. I don't use. What is it? What is it? Eh? Food premises, like all sorts, Uncle Jimmy. So to
and a lot of this money is going under the table, really.
I don't know what they are for. And they bully you. They bully you into paying this. They bully you. Because I call it bullying. You know that if I don't pay it, you come and make life difficult for my customers and myself. It's just ridiculous. But at the end of the day,
luckily, where you are, there are no area boys to contend with. You're lucky. You should go and ask those who sell in areas like Okesuno and all these places. So then you go here, Kwansa, Kwansa.
We have a meat truck that comes into Lekki. The area boys take tax.
You're kidding
for
me.
For every time the truck leaves and comes back, we pay those boys.
Where are the boys in Lekki?
In Lekki.
Yes.
In fact,
Where are they domiciled?
They are just Lekki Gates. Lekki Gates.
How much
they
do
said
they
are local government. So sometimes 1,500 every day that truck leaves there. And I said, my office is in Lekki. I pay my dues in Lekki. Why am I paying this tax? They said, I can't do anything about it.
Wow. Okay, let me take one more call and then we'll go on break. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
You know, it's laughable, but at the same time, it's saddening.
It's sad.
Okay? Because you could see the reason why now some of us, talking about. So as long as our refineries are in coma now, then federal government should continue in subsidizing the fuel, regardless of whatever things they're talking about. Because, I mean, you can't fail in your own responsibility at the expense, of the innocent.
I understand that logic.
Look at
yes.
what Auntie said now. You get the point? And if you say that you usual intervention, you do this, either. Who are the, have you ever pinpointed out? Fine, of course, you might not say they will put it on their head, but at least something is systemically wrong. Sincerely, I'm pained.
Okay, all right. I feel your pain too. I'm paying too, so let me quickly, so I don't get more pain. Let me pay my bill and then we'll be right back. I'll see you on the other side. Bye. And I have with me Nkiru Okpareke, we call Nkiru the farmer. Isioma Emina, right? I got that.
Yes.
Are you related to Amadi Emina?
I think same family.
I think he was, what was he? I think he was a registrar of WAEC.
I don't know.
Elderly man, I'm not even sure.
I'm sure that the Yamadi Amina family is same family as my husband, but I really don't know all of them.
I wonder.
It's a very big family.
There was a very famous Amadi Emina, and I think that either he was could he have been a vice chancellor? No, but I think he was a registrar of WAEC or something. Top guy, anyway.
I would ask.
All Eminas are the same. And now we are going to talk to. Do we have on the line? Esme Mila Jaja, is she on the line? Morning, Esme, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, Uncle.
Sorry, it would have been nice to look at your pretty face, but we can't do that now. How are you?
I'm fine. I so look forward to this show, but
you have some jealous people here that
so
had
our
these
pretty
two.
Face is not,
are they not enough? They even brought one extra self. But your own face would have been special, if you get what I mean. Okay, Esme, how are you? I was telling Nigerians that you run two restaurants mainly, and so we'd like to know what's it like now. Nkiru was talking about the challenges that he has. Isema was talking about the challenges. You know, Nkiru is a farmer, of course, who you know. All of you are a gang of three. Nkoli is a farmer. Isema is a butcher, and I know you patronize the two of them.
Yes,
so at the end of the day, that, of course, means an increase in prices. What kind of challenges are you facing?
Well, my dear colleagues have said it all. They've said most of the challenges we face.
Yes.
And it's real. The power, the production, the taxes. I was laughing when I heard Isioma talking about the taxes she faces. We face the same kind of taxes. In fact, the recent one that I heard was, we are being taxed for merriment.
Is there a merriment tax?
There is a merriment tax, apparently.
Well, are you kidding?
Honestly.
Is that the state government or local government level?
It's state government. Taxing us for merriment.
How much? What percentage is that?
I sent them away. I said, with all the hardship right now, we're putting smiles on people's faces, and you want to tax us for that?
Taxing
frustration. Oh dear, the parking. They come after us for parking as well.
Mm.
That one we don't entertain either.
Oh, you don't entertain them. Oh, how do you ward them off? I mean, how does that happen?
Well, they just keep coming. They just keep coming.
So do you think that there's something funny going on if they do come make these demands and you shoo them away? Or when you shoo them away, do you roger them?
No.
But you know what roger is, Sha?
No.
You know
Well, so, the challenges are real and the cost of living is really high. And of recent, the challenges are even more. I mean, for instance, we've seen a lull in activities, especially this last month that ended. At the end of the month, it's been really, really quiet.
I know sometime early in January, correct me if I'm wrong, You were even thinking of doing 24 hours. There was a lot of demand. So all of a sudden now you say it's dropped.
Yes, it dropped.
What do you think is responsible?
The issue is that on ground, lack of petrol, lack of diesel.
Hmm.
You know, people are generally just not happy.
So what is the average? Now, we are not going to hold you to it. Luckily, I didn't even give the names of your restaurants, so it's not. But what is the like the cheapest meal that one can have in your restaurant, and how much would it cost? I just want to get a sense of it.
Well, it is made between 3,500 to 5,000.
Ari, if you are just I'm hungry, I just want to run in and run out. So that would be a amala with two pieces of meat, right?
No, it would be about 5,000 for a meal of amala with meat.
Ah. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So what is the cheapest meal? What would it comprise of? You just give me a rough
maybe
idea.
Maybe could have like peppered beef or chicken. That would cost about 3,500.
Chicken. The chicken is it? Is it? Wait, this is not funny. The chicken is it the chicken cut into four parts or is it
it's
like
a piece now? A piece. But so much goes into it: the power, the condiments, the transport,
the salary.
Yeah, I know that, but I just want as a matter of information that I'm hungry. I want to eat. I'll be looking at between 3,000 and 5,000. Is that because of where you are located? Or do you think that even if you were in some other parts of town like Suleri, it would be costing almost the same?
Well, it may be lower. Rent comes into it.
Exactly.
Rent comes into it.
When you people in Lekki, you are big people. You have all the money in the world. That's where all the elites are. The most expensive
that's
schools
an
are.
Assumption. No?
That's thank you.
You know the big assumption. There.
You need to look at us on YouTube. There's all these fine women. They get the one way behind pillars with Philip. Fine, fresh looking women.
If you know the people
hustlers
owing a service charge, cars are not moving and the rest. It's some of them because maybe they've built a house, they live in Lekki. Yeah. Many of them can't even afford to stay in Lekki anymore. But now what do they do?
Yes, it's a middle class disease now. Yes. It's a middle class problem. Mm-hmm. You find you have all these things, but you can't maintain them.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let go. And I don't blame, look, there are certain cars, for example, if you have, you almost be paying somebody to come and take it out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down that road before. When you have a car, Philip, if you laugh, this is a serious matter. If you laugh down there, I will shoot you from here. You know, at some point you are almost begging somebody that come and take this car, don't drive it away, you know. And a lot of our elites are facing that. It starts with the children. You can no longer send your children to the schools they are going.
We have to tell ourselves the truth. It's
not sustainable.
It's tough.
It's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. You can no longer pay $400,000 every 3 months. Money is not coming in that manner.
You come to some schools now and you see them publish names of parents who are owing. Just to see if they can use the shame game to get them to pay. But many parents are, especially for children, it's not that they don't want to pay. They really can't at the moment
afford it. Yes.
Sometimes schools won't allow you to change in between a term or something. So they are just trying to see if the child can finish the term. Schools don't even allow you to change schools students in third term.
Yes.
So they are stuck in between. What do they do?
Okay. Esme, the way things are going, what do you think you'll be looking at towards the end of the year? If you want to follow the trend, where do you think all this is going to be ended?
Well, Uncle Jimmy,
is there a fear that you might have to close down?
I do not think so. I hope not.
Okay.
But it's very unpredictable and it's worrisome. It's actually very worrisome. We really do not know where we're going.
But you reduce the quantity and the quality.
No, we maintain our quality.
But you reduce the quantity.
Our quality. And we find a lot of customers even tell us, look, keep up, just increase your price, but keep up the quality. Those who want to buy will buy.
That's a commercial. I've heard that before. No customer will tell you put up the price. No customer. For the record, I'm your customer sometimes. I wouldn't say
yesterday.
That was the commercial you ran there.
Yesterday, my partner and I walked through a mall. And we said that this mall is like a musical chair. Most of the businesses, every 1 year, you find that businesses have moved out, another person comes in, and another business moves out, another person comes in.
Yeah, but that's when I discovered that early enough at the Silverbed Mall. Okay, so now you bought a shirt, 4-6 months down the line, you want to go to the same shop, and you're wondering, I didn't buy the shirt at the bookshop.
Exactly.
What's going on here? And that's because, you know, we don't think deeply before we start certain things. You do find people who go into business, they have bulk money, they rush into it, then they just discover that it's not sustainable.
And
they can't pay the rent.
No, sometimes a change in government policy or something. Look at the people who waste money to start the bike business. Mm-hmm. Raised over $100 million. Dollars, and immediately a government policy wiped everything out.
I experienced that in 83 when I was working with Modandola Investments. They had an advertising arm, and I was the head of PR then. And we had, I remember, I think it was Crown Flour Mill. They set up, imagine the money that would have gone into setting up a flour mill. Somewhere in the north, Crown Flour Mills, I won't forget. On the eve of the commissioning of the whatever, the government banned the importation of wheat.
Oh, wow.
That was when Buhari came the first time. And we done so much. It took about 4 to 5 years to get the plant. It was owned by the late Bodi Akindele, Crown Flour Mills. Well, at least he had some investment.
Okay, look at the one they're talking about, rice, that we're doing backward integration on rice. Mm. But they're still giving people import license to bring in rice.
Yes.
Mm. So, and they're making so much noise on backward integration. People are putting in so much money to build mills and to go and get hectares of farm to plant rice.
Well, do you think that who do we hold responsible for this in reality? I keep saying that this is the most disjointed government I've ever seen. They have some things to their credit, undoubtedly. It's not as if it's a total disaster, but it's disjointed. And from the actions, you can see that the center is not holding.
Yeah.
The center is not holding. In the middle of this kind of crisis, a petroleum minister, Chebi, if he was an ordinary minister, if he was in OPEC, he would have had to run down home. So why did this man assign the ministry to himself?
Because, you know, because the governments before did it.
Because you see, in things of public interest, symbolism is also important.
Yes.
If you had a petroleum minister who would, he could say all the nonsense he likes in the world, but he's having press conferences every day, everybody's mind would be addressed up to a level. But our petroleum minister is not there. The man who's talking, we don't know if he has the authority. Today, I look through the papers. No good news to tell them about the fuel situation.
Things fall apart.
He's not here. They went to do birthday for his better half over there, living in a better... So it's sad. It's basically...
They didn't go to do birthday. What they said was that she went to inspect some people who are interested
in... The zookeepers have left. The animals are running the show. That is the situation in which we are now.
Thank you.
I'm not an animal, though.
I didn't say, are you running the show?
He's running this show.
Is that... Oh, okay. Ooh.
It's really, really, to tell the truth, it's really, really frustrating. Every day you wonder, why are we even doing this? Why am I killing myself over this?
Mm.
For everybody that has a business, you're wondering, how long can I sustain this?
Do you feel that way right now?
I do feel that
because you did, to be fair to her, she started this business with a lot of zeal. You know, we've been together now for about 3-4 years.
Yes.
You know, she started with a lot of zeal, you know, and but now you're thinking different.
I am thinking different.
Do you think you might shut down? You hope not.
You put in so much. So it's,
I don't know. Keep trying to, you put in so much.
You put in so much.
Even in your own, I've been to your place and I'm saying now, I'm just thinking now, is that okay? Is there some things you shouldn't have? Because you did it with the passion.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there some things you could have cut off? Of course. You could have done the shop on a piece of land and put gada-gada on top. A bacha and everybody comes, you know. But you did it with a lot of passion. Let's even do things the way they should be.
Yes.
So,
middle class, why some of us, it's our food business, a lot of people like what they call traceability.
Mm.
Where is the food I'm eating coming from? Most people who buy will know. Some will even call you and tell you what seed, what chemical and all that. I'm recovering from cancer. I've had this problem. You come to her shop, you know from where the farmer gets it to here, there's been cold chain management.
Yes.
So it wasn't defrosted. And because some meat, you're not supposed to defrost it and heat it if it's bad. That's how salmon and the rest
are. For the fly, I mean, that's going too far.
Then the fly you're doing.
Yes,
doing
for
like
the fact
this.
That I'm not one barbellion or with a dirty
agbada. You come and see the butcher, he is using the same knife to clean his nails and now cut it. That's the truth of it.
You
don't
have to be that descriptive now.
I'm sorry.
Thank God he didn't say he used the knife to clean his nose.
Scrape his leg.
So some people who have gone through major sickness
and some of them, you know, it's all there. It's the same hand he uses to kill the fly on his dirty leg. And he just rub it and say, hey, how much? Yes.
So much.
Ask me.
Giving up is not an option.
It's crazy. You know, in this country, we all just learn to swim harder. As things get worse, we swim harder, we just keep on forging ahead.
Ask me.
I don't know.
Yours is slightly peculiar in the sense that you're running two different restaurants. Do you think you might be packing up one for the other very soon?
No.
My man, learning. I like your spirit.
No, not at all.
We move.
I like
here.
They're both independent of each other.
Okay.
We just continue.
Ask me. We have to let you go so that our callers can call in. You know,
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we'll have you again pretty soon.
Yes.
Maybe I should have the three of you on Dear Bumi one day. It would be nice. Tear me apart.
We will.
Okay. Let me pick this call. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, I'm Toby from Ikorodu.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to talk about the increase of eggs and stuff like that.
Mm.
You see, this thing, normally it's based on the economy, because I believe transporting eggs is one thing, the feeding of the chickens and the rest.
And
I don't know if you notice this thing. There are some bodies that will just come and then tax you on a particular money that you have no choice but to pay by force.
Yeah, we said that already. We spoke about taxes.
Yes, I don't know if there's anything that can be done about this, sir.
Okay, well, thank you. In the case of taxes, our government will not listen. More so in an election year. Yeah. I'm talking reality now. Yeah. I'm not going to mess around by saying I'm going to appeal to government. They won't listen.
I think for most of us, what we want is like a blueprint of what the taxes should be. So you don't have surprises being sprung upon you because you get all sorts.
I think that we, the populace and the recipients of this, it's time we stood up to them and to say that, look, we can't run. We have to. A government is not infallible. You can't just say that everything government does is right. Maybe they don't know. Let's tell them. So you cannot run any business successfully with the kind of taxes that you have.
True.
You can't.
True.
And some of the taxes, you don't even
And it's made worse by what is apparent to us. A lot of our money is stolen away. So you're working for thieves.
Exactly.
Yes. That's when we need to. This is a time that, unfortunately, we've gotten to that point where we now have to start to resist some of these things.
Yeah.
Because it's becoming extortion.
It's extortion.
So there's no time for any finesse or whatever about this. It's left to the people, and go out there. Either you vote out the government, if they insist on doing that, and get a guarantee from the incoming. This is the time for you to hold your House of Assembly member to say that, look, how many years do you have? As you are going to that House of Assembly, these are the issues we expect. Now, maybe people will appreciate what we say when we plead with all of us to get more involved in governance. We've been taken for a ride for so long.
Yeah.
We have been taken for a ride for so long. And when they do their own businesses, they don't get that kind of thing.
Well,
no, Honorable Nia,
don't
go there. Yeah. That's what you get. No country can survive. Yeah. No business can survive with multiple taxes, merriment tax, sales tax.
And they are very brazen about it now.
So brazen.
The thing is that if you give me a consolidated tax, I know. I plan for it, I budget for it. Mm-hmm. So maybe January, merriment I tax. play pay everything, I know. Taxes just come with no...
It's like the transport business. If you ask any Danfo owner, they face the same problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pay... Now, it's been consolidated in the transport area. I think you pay 800 a day. That is the one.
That's different from NNUR.
Then the NURTW had the whatever to come publicly and say, that has nothing to do with us. Yeah. We collect
each
our own
government,
money.
You pay loading.
Yes.
Then you pay. You pay local government too in the parks.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who suffers? It is the consumer.
Meanwhile, the consumer's income goes down. More people are losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Their jobs, even those who have it, are not protected. Some people are owed 6 months,
salary.
8 months,
yeah.
1 year salary. Okay, some people are forced to take less. The guy will say, look,
take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yes. Are you going to be laying off staff, Nkoli?
Nkiru. No, we're not.
We haven't got to that point.
No, we have.
But I'm sure you have a lean.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Same with
yes.
this.
Yes, you have to just work on lean staffing.
Oh, Esme is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, okay, let's pick one or two more calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
I'm very, very happy to get you this morning.
Yes, please go on, sir. Go on.
I love your integrity on the broadcasting system.
Yes, sir. Please go on.
I don't have more to say now.
Oh, okay.
I just want to meet you personally to discuss about the issue in this country.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay. We'll talk about that later. All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's to be calling back from a call.
No, you can't call twice, please. You can't call twice. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning. Who's calling, sir?
Mr. Fry is calling from Ojo Alaba. I greet you and your guest.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yes. Uncle Jimmy, you see, I like the places they have pointed out, the cost of fuel, the cost of food, the cost of light. Everything is very, very costly. Then, now, my question is this now. We all know that this is nice from the government. And there are so many people out there that are still supporting this government. So, my question now is this. Is there any shop they are buying their own things cheaper? Are they still buying from?
It's a good question.
Uncle Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy,
I know it's not a laughing matter.
Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. It's my mouth. My mouth was laughing, but I'm not.
Okay, but see the cost of fuel.
Yes.
So did they have their police station where they are buying their own?
Yeah, I understand. I can feel your pain. Yes.
The eggs and the food and everything. Where are they buying their own? Are they still buying with us?
Okay, fine. Yeah,
the only difference is that they have more disposable income than you and I. So an increase in 100 naira, the rest.
Are you talking of government support?
No, the government people.
Most of them are paid now. I'm calling you. You know,
and that's what I'm saying. So they have more cash. So 100 naira, 200 naira increase doesn't affect them.
They're paid,
a lot of them,
unfortunately, are youth. You support some of these politicians blindly. You put the future of your life at stake. Then you turn yourself into an enfant terrible, which you should not be. Some of them hide under pseudonyms. You don't see their names there. Waka boys, you know, you just see these all kinds of names. I feel sorry for them. Some people don't appreciate what we are talking about here in this country. We don't like to tell ourselves the truth.
Yeah.
We like to pretend as if everything is okay, everything is... Fella complained about this thing, I remember, many times. That's when he sang Suffering and Smiling. Yeah. There's a video clip where he explained it, that he's never seen a set of people who... And you can do something about it. That's the most painful part. You can do something about it. I wish a lot of us, you know, would resist these things more. I have just about a minute to go. I think I want to give it to a caller. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Oh, we missed that one. No, did we have any female caller today? Hello?
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 Hello? Good morning, sir.
Morning, quickly, please. I have just a minute.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you see, just to corroborate what... Ladies and said there.
The leadership at times, they have done more harm to us. I give you an instance, briefly. You know, I'm into this oil and another petroleum, whatever. This our leader there, I think it's outgoing now. SO, Stanley, Oladiche, and all that. You know, we, if you want to load a single truck at a papa, you spend no less than 50,000 naira.
Yes.
Okay. You know, this man is Oga Union, Oga Nopeng, or the PTD. Oga, if he's coming, he pays just 6,000 naira.
That's not there for you.
And we pay almost 50,000 naira.
Okay.
And this money that will spread, like your late guest said, is the consumer. So you can see now, and the same thing goes down to all these people. Like, we are clamoring for fuel now. All of them, they have specialized fuel stations that they will just go there. You know, even while the place, the gate is locked.
The point is noted. We got to go. Thank you very much, sir. We got to go. Thank you very much, Isioma.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll sneak into your shop again. I will let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I know you did this slightly reluctantly, but it had to be you. And thank you very much, Esme Jaja. God bless you. We'll be back again tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning, Daily Digest. I have two young boys. I hope they turn up. Two young boys that will be here. We'll just sit down and just rap with them, you know. They're teenagers. Just Friday rap. You get it? If you don't get it, you don't
forget
get it.
Forget about it.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.